Yeah, so obviously there was, I filed a bunch of complaints. Did you, you know, where did we get to with the HR thing? Is there, are you hiring an HR person? Because, you know, me and Anthony.
Yeah, we have, we've had issues.
I mean, the amount of times we brought it up to you.
We could do it in HR department, I think.
Yeah.
No? Any sign of that?
I mean, fucking woke nonsense, really, all this.
Okay, we are rolling actually, so maybe we'll have a meeting after this about HR.
Okay. Hi guys, welcome back to the Kat Baker Show, the longest running podcast in the world and the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Kat Baker, but a number one person in the UK. Today it is the Kat Baker Universe Studios Christmas staff party.
Hooray! Yay. Yeah. Happy Christmas.
So this is my assistant George. George, if you don't know, if you've never seen, I feel like a lot of you have.
Assistant is quite vague. That could mean he like does your paperwork.
Yeah. Well, no,
it also sounds kind of sexual in the context of the Kat Baker universe.
He could, yes. Not a sexual assistant or slave.
Not yet. Anyway, I'm working on it.
He is. My TikTok, you help me form TikToks and Instagram reels, okay? So you're an employee of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Anthony, as hello. Always, behind the camera, the producer of the Kat Baker Show.
Hello, hello. The people might know my voice from the Patreon episodes.
Yeah, so there we go. And we're all here.
We're all here to
celebrate
Christmas.
The Christmas.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. With this large office.
Being a freelancer, you don't usually get Christmas parties. So when they come about, you think, you know, you get excited and then,
so I have
then you turn up and you're like,
I have
oh.
a weird job and I feel like it's good to feel normal.
Yeah, this feels totally normal.
So
it's nice to have a normal Christmas party.
Do normal people things like have work Christmas parties
with microphones?
When
and
was
cameras.
The last time you went to a work Christmas party?
It was before I got fired from my last office job.
What was your office job?
I worked for a part of the BBC doing like strategy.
Well, it was, in comedy or
no, it was called BBC Maestro.
Yeah. Oh, I know BBC Maestro. Isn't that they get the experts in to talk?
Yes, no? Exactly. We just copied Masterclass.
I was going to say the rip off of Masterclass. Yes. That's the one. Yeah,
the whole thing is a rip off. It's a worse version of Masterclass.
Why were you fired?
Is this really what we want to talk about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why are you fired?
This feels now like my interview for Kat Baker.
Yeah.
yeah, make it like a... I should have asked make it like this. A premature...
Yeah, this is actually an appraisal.
Yeah.
Christmas party / work review.
Right.
Why was I fired? Oh my God, it's complicated. It's complicated.
Well, we have...
It's funny
we
to
have
think,
nothing but time.
Yeah, I know. It's just funny to think that like... I've told this story a million times, but I've never told the story with a fucking microphone and a camera. And these are real people involved, you know, and a real company.
Make something up then.
Well, we've already said the name of the company. Should we beep that out? Is it important that maybe you beep it out?
Don't think I really care. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
it's fine.
It didn't matter.
I mean, I don't think it really matters.
Yeah,
I do harbour a lot of bitterness towards them, though.
Mm.
I think about my boss and how I got fired on a near daily basis.
And how long ago?
With anger
this?
In my heart.
How long ago was it?
Harry. With anger in my heart.
Oh, wow,
Harry.
How long ago was this?
It was fucking hell, a year and a half ago.
Oh, so still kind of fresh.
Fresh enough to feel.
Yeah, that's a year and a half.
Still
is like,
kind of angry.
That's longer than I've been.
Yeah.
No, so I've been producing the Kat Baker Show for longer than that.
Right. Yeah. And how would you feel if Kat said,
well, that's
you're
what I'm thinking.
Fired?
I'd be like, oh.
Because...
Even though you were a great employee. I think the best way to describe the reason why I was fired, I was kind of just being myself.
Okay.
Honestly.
See, you got to find a job where you can be yourself.
I thought I could be myself, so I really let myself be myself. And in fact, at the BBC Maestro Christmas party, the last one I went to, I actually did a karaoke version of Stand by Eminem with all...
Can we rap it all?
I rapped the whole thing perfectly.
So are you like a Eminem super fan?
I was when I was a kid, yeah.
still am me. Still nice. Am.
Well, I still love his music.
Not to the same extent, but...
Yeah. Okay, guys, enough chit-chat between us, okay?
Oh, sorry, your employees are...
Sorry, no.
Oh, sorry, we're not allowed to talk
and party. No, but this is the Cat Baker Show, okay, guys? And it's time to crack open the Prosecco.
Why are you interrupting this story for something so boring? Okay, guys, stop talking. We're going to now open nobody was some paying wine.
Remember, there are horny men at home.
Nobody was paying attention to cats.
I can sit like this.
They need to...
Nobody was paying attention to the cat for like 2 minutes and she got antsy.
Right, okay, look, guys, can't break shit. Yeah, I mean, I don't have many gay fans. I don't. Well, actually, I have quite a few.
I'm a gay fan of yours.
Yeah,
maybe. I bet.
Mostly the sketches that I've mostly.
But I'd imagine any gay men are laughing at your stuff instead of subscribing to see your bits.
Well,
they
not
probably
true.
Envy you.
I had a gay man subscribe to my OnlyFans the other day. He said, "I'm just subscribing because I want you to support you, but I'm actually gay."
Wow. Really? Right. How about you take it?
Sounds like he's in the closet.
How about you ask George a leading question? Let him talk. Put the mic down and use both hands for that.
So, George, you do comedy, right?
Yes, I do.
Tell
comedy.
Me more about that.
Okay. Well, I'm aware that this is a setup. Do you want to do that again? And I'll play along.
No, it's fine.
Okay. I do comedy. I do stand-up comedy. I have my own open mic that I run every Thursday in Covent Garden. You should come
Which
to that.
I've headlined.
Who's your favourite comedian of all time?
My favourite comedian of all time?
Like,
I've also...
One of the icons. Like.
Yeah, totally. So I'm now putting this publicly out on camera, which is also a thing, but Louis C.K. is my favourite.
He's same.
Really?
I mean, yeah, well, him and Bill Burr are like my two kings. And obviously, like... a soft spot and always will have for Tommy Tiernan, like he's being Irish.
Don't know that.
He's pretty well known in England, but like he is worshipped in Ireland.
He's like Ireland's your Billy Connolly.
Essentially, yes. Actually, yeah. Probably not as famous, but essentially, yes.
Someone asked me this on my Instagram yesterday. They said, "Who's your favorite comedian?" And I
said George Lando.
No, I said the guy who you've seen perform on the open mic scene. There's this guy on the open mic scene that has a bit that ends with him saying, "Your mum's leaky anal rectum."
Yeah.
And I've seen him do
it
a couple of times.
Time,
yeah. And I think he's great.
Yeah.
Crowd often doesn't get it.
No, they wouldn't. It's too high level.
But I enjoy it personally.
Yeah. It's
so,
good stuff.
He's good.
Yeah,
anyway.
I wish we knew his name so we could.
I guess the Prosecco is just for people on camera. Yeah. Oh well.
Cheers.
Yeah, what a lovely party. It's nice that we're all involved.
Christmas now party. We're gonna do presents.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Is this present from the boss?
We've got to know me enough. That's
This is
present from the boss because we didn't did we?
No, I didn't.
No, just presents. Oh yeah, present. sorry. Yeah, it's just presents from me.
Christmas bonuses, you could say.
Because I'm a great boss.
Christmas bonuses, you could say. Yeah.
First of all, because you're Irish, Anthony.
Oh.
I got you a Guinness.
Oh wow!
How thoughtful.
There you go.
Oh what?
And because I'm Jewish.
So you didn't.
Oh, God.
So
unpredictable.
So you just assume the Irishman likes Guinness. You just defaulted.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. I do. Thank you.
There you go. Because you're Jewish.
Oh, God.
But also,
you know
because
what? It's actually better than any gift you could have got me.
Well, I got you something else.
Okay.
Because you're a homosexual.
Oh. Anal lube.
Wow.
Nice.
And then I got me Caniston cream because I need some.
Yeah. Your thrush is stinking out the room.
Yeah.
If that's how thrush works, I don't know.
Anybody remember that scene from Me, Myself and Irene? The Vagic Clean scene?
I think I ever saw that movie.
It's one of the greatest.
There's a Jim Carrey.
Yeah, it's a bit where he flips over into the evil character and then he's... Okay. Price check on Vagicline. But I always wonder, is Vagicline real?
Is
Vagicline
real,
a thing called?
It's time to debunk.
No, we have FemFresh. But it's actually really bad to use that on your vagina, actually. Upsets the pH balance. You want to just use water.
Your vagina is beyond
what
fucked,
the
though.
This is what the fans want to hear. this is what the fans want to hear.
Well, my vagina...
Terrible vagina.
I do sometimes get yeast infections, occasionally.
Mm.
But it's usually when something like recently I had a nose job, you know, and I took antibiotics and the antibiotics did give me a yeast infection.
Thank God we didn't get any Christmas party bread.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we better check the ingredients of that Guinness, I think.
But yeah. So, but other than that, my vagina is pretty all right. I wouldn't say I have a particularly smelly vagina. Uh-huh. Like I haven't had many people say I have one.
Mm.
I don't know. I've never had anyone say I've got one.
Is there a reason you don't do collabs anymore? Maybe nobody wants to book with you. You've been saying for years that, like, oh, I don't do collabs. Not years, but a while saying, I don't do collabs anymore.
There's a few. And you're suggesting it's because people have not wanting to work with me because my vagina's so smelly.
Well, I mean, what we were just talking about, I think that might be where I was headed. Yeah.
Mm. Who knows?
Does word like that get out, like, in the porn world?
If word gets out, if people are like a creep, or if they're like a,
isn't that what you're supposed to be? A creep?
No,
you're meant to be like a consensual creep. Yeah. So, like,
no, I think pervert's a good word. A lovable, consensual, respectful pervert. But you can't be a creep.
You can't.
Creep means you're pushing past it. You know, creeps aren't respectful. Where perverts can be respectful. That's my two cents.
A pervert. Everyone. But then some people are. Apparently, someone said this to me. I shouldn't say that. He's like a really big porn star.
Can you say any variation of it?
It's something like bad.
Can you say a variation of
it?
Well,
he just said this particular. Well, I don't know. This particular male porn star is very famous. Apparently,
sorry.
Put your phone on.
More important things.
Apparently, a particularly famous porn star. He has sex with a lot of the porn stars, but it's like, I don't know. There's an element. This is what's weird. Is an element of he does it because he's genuinely horny and wants to fuck loads.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas there's a thing of like, you kind of just want it, a collab to be more clinical and more just like, we're here to be professionals.
Yeah, you don't want horny porn stars.
No, but you still...
No, you don't want horny porn stars.
Have to have a high sex drive to choose to go into
this world.
And you want to put on a good performance as well, no?
Yeah, that is true. So I am sort of like, okay, we kind of can't have it both ways. You want some professional, but they've got to be horny to perform a fair amount.
A little bit.
But even like, obviously like, the horny, you could talk about what happens to make the dick hard and all that. That's not what I'm talking about here, because that's the thing that can be done. It's more just the desire, the horniness in your head to, like, you want to do it. You know what I mean? Instead of the conversation that we've had with a couple of male porn stars, that they do certain things to make sure they're ready.
And then they've got to finish on cue.
Yeah. Mm.
Could you finish on cue if given the opportunity?
You know, I don't know. Say sometimes I come far too quickly.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't come at all. And, you know, well, I think, you know, if this is the honesty, take the wheel on that one.
If this is the honesty circle, I don't know how I feel about that. fair play yeah. for your honesty.
Well, I think, you know.
So no OnlyFans career for you then.
That's pretty relatable.
Yeah,
stuff.
I don't think that's...
No, I'm joking. It's standard.
I think...
I'm joking. We've had too many, like, porn people on here, and I'm not used to chats.
I think
like that.
My fans at home watching are the kind of people that either come too fast or can't come at all.
Sure, yeah, it's sexual dysfunction.
Yeah,
okay,
sexual
dysfunction. Which is worse?
Can't come at all. It's so annoying.
Yeah, I heard that before from women, because it gets to a point where it's just like... Oh God, still? Like, just finish already?
Yeah, I do think... Because at least if they come fast, you're like, I got it. I still got it.
You feel
it.
Good about that.
Yeah.
But is there not a part of you that's like, really, that's it? Like, no pleasure for me?
Well, if they're willing to do stuff afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, ideally, if someone comes fast and then they can get ready again fairly soon after.
Perfect.
But then sometimes I've been with guys who, like, they come fast and then they don't do anything beyond that point.
Right.
And
what's the point in even
like,
coming over?
Yeah.
For that.
Hmm.
I can name names, mate.
Please do. People in the comedy industry.
some outside the comedy industry.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So you're a budding comedian.
Yeah.
Do you see yourself sexually assaulting anyone in the future?
Oh, Jesus.
No, that's a great question. I mean, I've heard it's great for your career.
Yes.
As I said, my number one is Louis C.K., so I like to... I really like to, you know, inhabit...
Just be like, come stand in my doorway, Louis.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Well, it's just, you know, if it worked for him, I guess it seems like it's a good...
Apparently he asked for permission. That's what that made.
Yeah, he did.
That made it okay for a minute, but then it didn't.
It was like grey area.
Because it's hard to say no to a 6'8", powerful, respectful kind of...
Is he 6'8"?
I was exaggerating. He's a tall man.
Is he tall?
I think so. I think his general presence is he's a big guy, but because he's older and a bit fat, he's not muscly, but he's a big presence. That's the impression I get.
I mean, I thought the consent was vitiated, to use a technical term. What does that mean?
Well, yeah.
It just means like sort of nullified.
Oh.
Well, I think the whole point was it was like the women were afraid to say no. One, because of his power in comedy and they were up in comics. But also he would physically stand in a doorway and go, hey, can I do this? And they'd be like, okay.
I didn't know it was that
bad. Oh, that's apparently horrible.
No, that could be conjecture. I don't know. But I heard, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
because
if I was in a green room with Louis C.K. And then he went... And I was like a new comic, and then he was like in the doorway, and he sort of went, can I?
Well, you'd be into it, so that's not a good example. Yeah. You'd start filming.
But I think it was
you'd be like, immediately.
No, I'd be like, I think knowing me, actually, I am the kind of person who would go, no, what the fuck?
Uh-huh.
Believe it or not, I actually don't. But I can totally understand how someone would be like.
But I think it was
would be like. Yeah. Oh,
I think
okay.
it was
okay.
because of
yeah.
because of, I don't think it was just comedy green rooms. I think it was like his shows. He'd get comedians to come to his show, so he would hire like instead of just
like his openers.
I don't know if it was as an openers or it was just like. It was either green rooms or like he was definitely like the kind of man in the person in power in the room. So it was like almost like it's your boss.
I don't think it was as systematic as your.
No, maybe not. But I do. Apparently they were standing in doorways as the implication was sort of like, well, you know, you're not going to be able to leave unless you let me finish. Like, again, conjecture, but it could be.
But also it's just like, what man thinks that a woman wants to fucking see that? See, there are
some do.
Women, seemingly some
no,
do.
Women.
And Sarah Silverman, who was his friend, was like.
She said, yeah she was like, oh yeah, I let him do it. Yeah, certainly, yeah. That was.
But
some people. I mean, it's okay to ask to do that.
But you realise that not a single woman.
It's never okay to fucking ask.
No.
We're supposed to do it.
No, wait. Let me say this.
No, you're never supposed to jack off in front of anybody if you can't ask for it.
But no woman on the planet. There's very, very, very few women who would get any pleasure from that. From watching a man jack off.
So I think the women that are into it want to see a guy that they're sleeping with. Yeah. Maybe part of the play.
Yeah,
maybe part of the playtime is, oh, I'll watch you. But not like a random, like...
If my boyfriend did it, of course. But not fucking Louis. He's not even an attractive man. So I wouldn't be like...
I like him. I think he's pretty hot.
Really?
Well, have you watched his show, Louis?
Yeah, I love it.
Well, he's obviously not coming on this podcast.
I do.
Yeah, I think he's a bit out of it. If he sees this and gets us all cancelled,
I think we have more power to cancel than he does, to be honest.
Well, he's back. He just wrote a book.
He is. Yeah, no, he's back, yeah. I've been listening to him a lot.
He speaks.
just to clarify, part of the reason why I feel comfortable saying that Louis is my favourite and why I feel I have a lot of love for him is because of the way he speaks about his past wrongdoing. And I know that he's like got a big heart and a lot of compassion.
He's talked about he has talked about it a certain way, and he's sort of apologized in a roundabout way, but he has a certain view about it. But also, he's not Harvey Weinstein. It's a massive scale of what he did, and he acknowledged it and took a break and moved away, and it's the whole thing. Whereas, you know, the people who are actually out doing the real raping is a different level.
The real raping.
It's a whole different level. And there's lots.
The professionals.
Mm. Yeah, the professional
That's
rape.
A different.
Of which there are some in the world.
The Harvey Weinstein.
And the comedy scene.
The Harvey Weinstein.
More? You want more? Well, guess what? You can have more. Just go to patreon.com/thecatbakershow. That's right. We do a lot of crazy stuff over there. We get crazy people on this podcast. We talk about crazy things. So a lot of our videos are pretty much demonetized over here, which means we are very reliant on your Patreon support financially. I mean, very reliant. So it would do us a great favor to check it out. But also, you get loads in return. There's tons of episodes on there. Tons. I mean, there's like extended versions of interviews you've done. For example, people like Bonnie Blue, Lacey Star, lots of comedians. You know, we get really juicy and get into the weeds of things, you know. We say things there that we just cannot say over on YouTube, so it's definitely worth the money. And then there's also episodes of me just talking with my producer. I talk about what I've been up to. If you want to know what I've been doing, all that stuff, then go check it out. Okay, for just £4 a month, you can get access to all that content. Become a cum soldier, a £4 a month cum soldier on my Patreon. Or for £8 a month, you get all that content, but you just pay more because you're a massive simp. And you recognise excellence when you see it. Go to patreon.com/thecatbakershow.
Seemingly,
I don't know many open mic rapers right now. Do you know any?
No, because they don't rape until they have power, no?
There's allegations.
Oh, there's who? You say it, I'll beep it. No fucking
way. Well, you'll beep it, will you?
Well, yeah, Anthony will beep it.
It's giving me extra work now.
There's only one person that everybody talks about in a rapey way, and I think most people know his name on the London Open Mic scene. But anyway, I feel like
I know them?
I regret taking this conversation in this direction.
I feel like let's not touch that because he's an open micer and you might meet...
He's just a guy.
Yeah, I'd say let's not touch
Look,
that.
There's rapers in every...
And I don't know how true it is anyway.
So. Yeah, and there's rapers in every field...
Yeah.
And literally every field.
They're part of nature.
Yeah. They're like lambs, you know, they're just sort of there.
Just get consent.
Is this usable? I feel like...
Everything's usable, George. Nobody watches.
Okay.
Well,
if he
was a big-titted porn star, we'd have...
Do you know what?
Right
let's
now.
Talk about our views. Let's
don't make me feel bad about that.
Let's talk about our views for a minute and what kind of views we get and... They'll give George an idea of what kind of views we have, like, and what kind of people get better views. Like, we've had pretty, not big, but medium-sized comics with big followings on this, and they don't get any views.
That gets, like, less than 1,000 views.
Yeah.
When we have porn star, we've got one video, it's probably about to hit 20,000 views.
Mm. So. And it's a big porn star, and then the dominatrix has opened up a whole different world.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, some comedy podcasts do well, so... You know,
it might be an us
it's
problem.
Not, yeah, I don't think you can just be like,
it's not the, like, it's not
people don't want comedy podcasts because that is definitely
a thing. They want comedy podcasts. No, I don't have the pull.
Now, what is is it about the pull? Because some comedy podcasts come from nothing.
Look, trust me, as the producer of this podcast, I've put a lot of thought into this. Yeah.
Well, I have nothing to do with the podcast, and my side of the Cat Baker Studios is going swimmingly.
So,
it seems to be.
So, how? What?
I'm well, before you came along, I once got a cut of a Manscaped sponsorship for holding the phone. Remember that?
Yeah.
I didn't even expect a cut. I just did it as a favor because I was here anyway.
Are we saying that she's a good boss now?
No. It wasn't a big enough cut.
There's nothing left in there. What's it like
Such
working
a shit
for me?
Christmas party.
What's it like working for me then, George?
Oh.
Tell the people at home, they want to know.
I mean, you know, to be sincere, I'm very grateful.
There we are.
Because it's
that sweet, sweet OnlyFans money.
Well, it's nice to I literally get paid to write and film comedy sketches.
Yeah.
And a lot of people view it. And that's
I mean,
really
at the
cool
end of the
thing.
Day, yeah, like, you know.
And what is my creative process like?
Texting me at 2 a.m. being like, we don't have any ideas for tomorrow.
Oh god.
And then I come over like, I don't also have any ideas. And
so
then
you,
we just have an awkward sort of
so
conversation.
You book in a day. You book in the day first without the idea.
Yeah, so I'll normally have one idea.
That's not how our short film went. We were planning.
Yeah,
that was
like because a sketch we put money in. I'm like, okay, I've got.
We made it like a mockumentary, like a 12 minute mockumentary.
I saw a bit of that. Yeah.
Whereas this, we need to film like skits. It's like you got to put a couple out a week, so it's like let's just fucking think of something.
Yeah. But I guess at the end of the day, we both seem to trust that even if we have nothing, some things good just come
something
out.
Something will come out.
We just talk, and then something emerges.
And what am I like as a boss, as a podcast boss, Anthony?
You're fine.
Perfectly fine. Let's get that HR in place. And then...
The invoices come in on time.
Yeah.
And
that's important.
And the days we have booked always go ahead. It's usually the guests that annoy us.
Don't look at me. Yeah. I'm here on time.
Yeah.
No, this is fine. Yeah, other than the sexual harassment and stuff, I have to put up with, but I guess.
Yeah, that is, you know,
problem. When I wank in the door.
Yeah, you block the doorway. And we can't say no because of your power.
Every time I get here, I go, Angela? She goes, no, it's Kat, not Angela. So who's Angela?
We're in the spirit of Christmas. Everyone has to go around and say something they're grateful for.
Oh, good Lord.
So, isn't that more Thanksgiving? I know we don't. Is that American?
Yeah. I mean, technically, I think it's like Thanksgiving now in America.
Yeah, but I've never been out in the pub at Christmas or out having a Christmas meal and said what I'm grateful for.
Well, you haven't spent a lot of time in Bristol.
I haven't. That's
the kind of things we do there.
I'm also from a whole different country, don't forget.
So, what is everyone grateful for? I'll go first.
Okay.
I am grateful for having heating. Because not everyone has heating around
going
Christmas.
Base level.
Yeah, and not everyone. There are some people that are cold.
I mean, I'm fucking cold here.
Yeah, it's
you
off.
Don't have the heating on right now.
It's off right now. So that's what I'm grateful for. What are you grateful for, George?
I'm not grateful for anything. No, that's not true. I am grateful for my mum. My mum is nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
What are you grateful for?
Oh, I was going to do a bit. You guys weren't really serious.
No, you got...
I'm the only non-comedian in the room and I was going to do a bit.
Go do a bit, dude.
I mean, it was just going to be, I'm grateful for the OnlyFans guys, the horny OnlyFans guys that pay my wages.
Those dirty,
I am also
lonely fucking...
grateful for them. Have you ever subscribed to an OnlyFans?
I never have, no. I've never even been tempted. I don't know what is wrong with you people. Cut that. That's
no.
Yeah. I'm like, let's not make this a round the table question.
I think. So you have.
I said let's not make it around the table question.
You're inviting that question. Have you?
Technically speaking, I have. Yeah.
Cats?
Mm-mm, no.
Oh my god. That's a good question. Have you ever looked at cats?
I've seen.
You're straight, right?
Yes. I've seen. I've told her this. I've seen. You have a link somewhere that you can see the thumbnails.
Yes.
And it's not like...
How fucking weird is that?
So it's like you're naked, but you're kind of not naked. It's one like so...
Yeah, there's one with me mum come up my face.
Yes. So I feel like I've seen you naked, but I haven't really because there's a bit of blur in there. I feel, you know what I mean? It's that vibe.
Have you been tempted?
No, I think if I was, it was before we started working together. And once you started working together, I was like, no.
Once you got to know her,
the
attraction faded, if there ever was any.
But
it was more admiration that she's like seems to be doing okay, and like maybe she can pay me. And lo and behold,
oh yeah, you wanted to see if it was legit.
And yeah, I do find funny that people who I meet, let's say doing comedy, and then they can go on my profile and see a link and there's a picture of me with cum on my face or something.
Mm.
Or someone.
It's quite something to behold.
Yeah.
Like once I got, like I've never known anybody as a person and then seen a picture of them with cum on their face. Like that is quite an experience.
I don't recall this exact picture, but.
It is a thing. It's one of the thumbnails. It
sounds valid. Because it's a loophole. You can technically show it, but it's.
Well, it's just. You know, it's just a face.
Blurry. Well, on that page, I can post explicit, but I don't because it's free.
Yeah.
That
you don't give it away.
I'm not giving it away. So,
are you on? Did your stuff ever by you or not by you? Did you ever get onto Pornhub?
No, even someone else.
Yeah,
no.
I actually did search to see if there was leaks.
I've searched.
But you know, I was like, I want to see Kat getting fucked. I think.
Do you know about the whole like OnlyFans leak thing and?
Yeah, I can just say, if leaked. You send me 20 quid, I'll send you a video.
No, I definitely don't want to pay for it. I was just like, if I could see it, I'll take a peek.
There's none on, I've searched myself on Pornhub. I have a company who I pay a certain, I think it's like...
Oh, so you do that thing?
Yeah. You pay, I think it's like 100 quid a month and they take down all the leaks, basically. Mm.
But
that's a lot of money.
I'd imagine the monthly check-ins. So, how are you doing? How are my leaks going? No leaks this month. No one cares, no leaks.
That's the thing, there are barely any leaks of me, which I'm either they're doing a really good job or no one gives a shit.
You stop paying them, they'll start putting uploading your
maybe
stuff.
Oh god, it's like I was just gonna say like the mafia.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so
it's a good business model.
Yeah, I did have someone comment on my things the other day, being like, "Tried looking for your leaks, I couldn't find anything."
Oh, don't comment that. Like the whole, just support the art. At the very least, support the art.
I can't blame people. I mean,
what's your? To be fair, I've never paid for an OnlyFans.
Do you? How much porn do you consume? Let's talk about that.
Well, so I consume very rarely, maybe like once a week. I looked at Pornhub, just the main feed, but then since they've done the verification,
you want to capture the zeitgeist to see if there's anything.
Yeah, and but since they've done the verification, I haven't verified with Pornhub.
This episode of the podcast is sponsored by NordVPN.
Yeah, that'd be great. But so instead, I just if I see stuff on Reddit.
Yeah, but you have to verify for Reddit as well.
But that's just a selfie, whereas like Pornhub, I think it's like you have to do a whole.
I actually did it. I think last night. I verified
myself. You did it last night.
Dude, VPNs are...
I'm not hiding anything. I'm really not hiding anything.
VPNs are legit.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess I don't really care. I can log in. I did a thing. I think it was either last night or the night before. They like sent me a text on my phone, so I gave them like my phone.
Wait, who's they?
The porn verification people.
Oh, you did the verification process and gave your number.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do think it's... Well, a people. Good idea,
look, there's a whole. Yeah, no, it is. Look, if it is what it's supposed to be for, it's a good idea. But people say it's just UK data collection and stuff, and another version of UK data collection and all of that nonsense.
Yeah,
and not just data collection, but like database of people who, like, you know, these are the people that like to watch porn. You know,
but then it's like,
but it's covered in
but
a way
then
where
I'm
it's
also
like,
do I care that people have my data?
No, well, that's the whole thing. Yeah, no, that's the whole thing.
I'm like, they're gonna sell stuff better to me. That's fine.
But you know, that's why there's so many categories on Pornhub. Because the moment you categorize things, you can get more data, and data equals money. I don't know how it works in the tech world, but
how are they selling that back to?
No, it's like blowjob.
But
that's the thing, I don't know. But supposedly, like
sell them a blowjob machine. Oh shit! Sorry,
that's better.
Good thing that wasn't captured.
Well, it was. It was just lower.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But seemingly the category thing is a big deal because they can then like have more data about like a group of people. They can be like, people in London like these categories and have new tables of this person likes, you know, blowjobs, rough sex, whatever the fuck the categories are. I don't know what the categories are these days.
If there's like, I guess, hackers can get stuff and...
Well, I think the reality is,
be like, you love big they could,
yeah.
Fucking hell, I can't put this.
Stop talking and put the microphone down. That's the trick.
Yeah, can't fucking put the microphone down for a second.
I need to be heard. Okay.
This is the part of the Christmas party where we all get a little bit drunk and our antlers fall off and shit.
Yeah.
If the boss could pay for some actual booze.
Here's a question. Yeah. Back in their real job days, did you ever hook up at the Christmas party?
No, because I worked with like old women. Those were all my colleagues.
You used to be quite open about your bisexuality, no?
I did, true. But I didn't go old. I'd go woman, but I wouldn't go old. So.
Why is that? We go against old people.
I have a good relationship with my mum and dad, so I'm not into older men and women.
Do you suck your dad off? Oh. That was quite a transition.
No,
I see what she's doing. She's doing the whole, I don't have mommy and
like daddy
issues.
Mommy.
Oh.
Right. Well, you take that?
Because we were talking about you fancying old people, and then you said, I have a good relationship with my mum and dad.
So I don't fancy old people.
Yeah, well, I thought you meant you have a really good relationship with them.
I fucked my parents so much. No. I didn't.
You don't
have,
need. Yeah, that scratches.
I didn't have to fuck an old
that
person.
Scratches the old person itch.
Yeah.
No, I mean, no, I don't.
You don't have mummy or daddy issues.
I don't have mummy or daddy issues.
Do you need to have mummy or daddy issues to have attraction to older people?
Yeah, I think.
No, so. I don't think you need to, but it's a thing.
That's like you're pathologizing. I
can't be with a man in his like 50s, 60s because I'm like, makes me think of my dad.
Yeah, but
What about what age are you again? You're past 30.
Past 56.
No, you're past 30.
31.
Yeah, we did the whole 30 thing a while ago. Yeah, so 30. Let's say give or take 30, 31, to be with a man who's 47. It's a bit of an age gap, but it's kind of valid. But some people aren't into it. But some
if he was, I would sleep with a 47-year-old. I wouldn't date a 47-year-old.
Okay, got you. Fair.
I get a lot of younger men are into me. I get a lot of men in their 20s.
You're like a cougar before your time.
Yeah, I think that's.
You're going to be like Lacey Starr when you get to that age. You
I know, I can't wait.
Stick with it, stay in the
she's
game.
She's a 66-year-old MILF. Yeah, I don't know. They're just...
6-year-old MILF.
66.
Oh, okay.
We had a 66-year-old porn star on.
Oh,
but okay. She's like very...
That's not that... Is that so crazy, 66?
No, it's not that crazy. It's that I think the association with porn is... She looks younger as well. The association with porn is most people are younger. And then by the time you're 30, 28, 30, 31, you're kind of MILFy and then you're a little bit older. And then you have the older women in porn. Like back in the day when Jenna Jameson kind of came back, she was like 40. So even like being in your 40s feels old in porn. So therefore, if it's 60 plus, it's like GILF impressive. Category. And it's a very specific niche where people want the older people. So it's
even though 66 to me is like mum age, but it's technically GILF in the porn world.
It is.
Grandma. Yeah. You seem to be quite...
I was going
to
say I'm quite versed on them. Quite versed
on the porn world generally. Mm. Were you...
Honestly, yes, I am. I've considered... That sounds weird. No, I kind of am, but then more so because I've kind of tried to put one foot in the porn industry for work. And I've kind of...
For this?
Well, I've met a couple of people through this and I've kind of dabbled.
You've kind of become a porn guy.
Not quite, but I've knocked on the door and it's opened a little bit. But
camera stuff.
Camera. Yeah, sorry, just to be clear. Yeah. As a cameraman. Yeah. Just to be clear. As I've shot some stuff. I'm a cameraman. I'm here behind the camera. I'm a techie guy, so I shoot. I have shot some stuff for porn adjacent people, but the stuff
What's
that
porn adjacent,
I've shot a load of Instagram promotion stuff for somebody's OnlyFans,
so like non-nude
exactly, and I've that sort of stuff, and I've talked to other people, like I've had meetings in the two famous porn studios that we've talked about on this podcast, and it just wasn't to be, but I've knocked on the door to see if it was a world I could.
And that came through Kat.
Yeah. No, it's more just the people and me.
What an interesting road that you laid ahead for
Anthony.
Do
you want to work
in porn?
Well, maybe doing. You could be an assistant, a runner.
Don't think so.
No.
But the porn industry...
You could do some stand-up, you could do warm-up. Before a porn shoot.
But I just want to clarify, I'm not a porn cameraman. The work is not... It's not as obvious as you might think because most people are just shooting themselves these days. The OnlyFans world and the bigger world, like browsers and stuff, have their people. So it's just like any version of any industry, any creative industry, it's difficult to get into unless you kind of build it up yourself. And anyone that's building up themselves these days are the OnlyFans girls. So they don't necessarily need camera operators. So there's a whole thing where it's not necessarily... this romanticized world of where you can make loads of money. You can in theory, but it's not as easy as you think.
Interesting.
Thinking about going older, what's the oldest you would go then?
It doesn't really work having me talk about sex because...
No, go on. Move on here.
Well, I'm quite sexually
defunct.
Wait,
what's your sexuality? Do you admit that on camera?
No, yeah, it's fine.
Are you prepared to admit that on camera?
It's very complicated though, honestly.
Go on, tell whatever you're comfortable talking about on camera. Go on.
I can talk about anything.
George, go on.
I just talked about being a porn connoisseur.
Yeah. Well, I'm a gay man. A gay man. but you know, I struggled a lot with my sexuality. I was in the closet a long time, and from that, and from various other things, like just bad mental health generally. And also spending a lot of time living in monasteries, which I did in my early 20s. I kind of just like didn't... I've never really fully explored my sexuality. And I don't know. I kind of feel like I'm sort of pansexual now.
Okay. So can I ask if you're not... You don't have to answer if you don't want to. So being in the closet, like actively somebody being in the closet and like making the decision to be like, I think I know where I'm at, but I don't want to come out. Does that manifest in... like sleeping with women to prove that you're sleeping with women? Oh, look, I'm sleeping with women.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've had a lot of bad sex with women.
Oh, God, those poor women.
I know. So I actually had to come out of the closet to one of them because she really, really liked me. She really liked me.
Oh my God.
And I was putting off having sex with her because she had a pussy, you know?
Yeah.
So when we did finally have sex, it was terrible. And then she was so upset. And I had to be like, I had to fucking come out of the closet just to console her and be like,
wow.
It's because I'm gay. It's because I'm gay.
Because the men are notorious for lying. I bet she didn't believe you initially. Or did she? Because, you know, like...
I think my penis didn't lie.
Yeah, it was so bad. It was like that. He has to be a gay man.
That's valid.
Yeah. And I've done that quite a few times.
So you say maybe pansexual, what more different from bisexual?
Because I don't exclude trans people and non-binary people.
Bisexual people would say that bi includes trans. And
well, I don't know why, because it means bi means two, so.
Oh, this is a long debate. I think bisexual, pansexual is the same thing.
Why? Why do we need the word? No, because it's important, like, because some people are literally just attracted to men and women. Mm. Let's use the word bisexual for them. If you're attracted to men, women, and others, use the pansexual term. They're both useful. I don't see why you'd use bisexual to mean pansexual.
But I always thought pansexual was more like, it's like, I don't see gender.
Yeah, nah. I think you both have a point, but you're on slightly different... You're in slightly different lanes, but you agree. So it's kind of interesting to see how this unfolds. Keep going.
Maybe, I guess. Yeah, I guess there are people who are like, I just want a man or a woman. Oh, man, I just want to jerk off. Well, you can. Go to catbaker.co.uk and you will find content of me that you can jerk off to. If it's not already clear, before I started this podcast, I was making explicit content online and I'm still doing it. And guess what? You can see it for yourself. I have an OnlyFans where you can see all my content. You can chat to me, tell me about your fantasies, you know. Or I also have a page called Admire Me VIP. You can subscribe there. But I also have a shop where you can buy a lot of my videos without a subscription. And that website is just a little bit more kink friendly than OnlyFans. If you're feeling like you need a little tug, or maybe you just want to see a little bit more, then go to catbaker.co.uk. And I guess it does make sense. It's just, but a lot of bisexuals get very angry if you say the bisexual excludes
just then
trans.
Why don't they just use the word pansexual? They're just
pansexuals are annoying.
Yeah,
because they're always like, I'm pan.
I guess people use it as
but
a
I think pansexual is very much the new agey kind of thing. Yeah, there, that people like, are just dropping it in there, like,
yeah.
And I do polyamory. Straight people who say they're pansexual, and I'm like, you're
yeah. And straight people that say they're bisexual.
True.
To be cool. Yeah.
True.
I don't know. I just think it's a useful term.
And gay people who say they're straight to survive or something.
Is that supposed to be an insult?
Yeah.
Maybe this will happen, but maybe it should happen. Maybe the word pansexual should completely replace bisexual, or a new word replaces both of them.
Yeah, but I still think bisexual is useful for people who just want to have sex with cis men and cis women, or even men and women, whether they're cis or trans, but not interested in non-binary people.
Yeah, but then the whole conversation is. Well, another side of that conversation is, if you say you're into trans people, then you have to be careful to not fetishize trans people, but also, are you into femme or mask presenting people? And then you argue, if you're into men, if you're into men and you just like a masculine energy, then you would be attracted to a masked trans man. And
they have a word for that, androsexual.
Oh, yeah, and then I see gynosexual. Yeah. I've seen
right, so
say that.
I do know these.
Yeah, I think these are all useful terms, honestly.
But define androsexual.
Well, andro as in, like, man. Yeah. Masculine. So a trans man or a cis man or a
more masked non-binary person.
Or a more masked non-binary person. Yeah, somebody leaning towards the masculine end of the...
Yeah, maybe, and they saw the more feminine version. If you're trying to be more on the feminine side, they call it gynosexual. But that seems like a weird term to use, because gyno to me means like vagina, because it's like gynecologist is vagina.
Well, I think, but that's the conversation then is, if you're attracted to men, masked people, you could meet somebody who looks very masked, has a beard, has no boobs, but also no penis. And then you ask yourself if you want penis in your life or whatever. You know what I mean? But like, at the end of the day, genitals are important, but also there's a whole, you could go layered with this debate, but I don't know if it's for the cat pick.
I guess in a way, maybe I'm not pansexual, because I don't think I wouldn't be attracted to a trans woman.
No.
I'm not interested, I don't think.
Well,
wait, no. Trans man. I'm not really interested
man
in
a with
trans.
Vagina.
Yeah, I'm not into a man with a vagina.
But you'd be more into a woman with a cock.
A woman with a cock? I think that's the best of both worlds, you know?
Interesting.
But that's not a man with a vagina. That's interesting.
Yeah, man with a vagina. I think vagina's the most gross thing about women.
Okay, so
everything else is pretty good.
So you can appreciate a woman's beauty, but you just don't like...
Exactly.
V. The V. Right. That makes sense because it could, yeah, you know, I could see how that could go the other way for certain gay men that they go, oh, I like that mask energy, but it doesn't matter what's in their pants. Actually, isn't that a good way to define pansexuality? You don't care about what's in the pants. No?
Maybe.
But then George cares what.
Apparently you do care.
Well, maybe I'm not pansexual. John. Who gives a fuck?
We're kind of getting in the weeds here, but like, really?
Well, you've got some good points.
Talking of vaginas, right?
Yeah, let's bring it back to...
Right, bring it back to me. Well, I was just talking about this. Did you know that I once went for... Last time I went for a smear test.
Mm-hmm.
The nurse, she was like, I'm going to use a small speculum for you.
The small what?
Speculum.
Speculum.
She's like, you need the small size.
Okay, because you've got a small pussy.
Yep.
I thought you famously had a large pussy.
No, quite the opposite.
No, I've
if
got...
This if you listen to this podcast, you'd know.
Well, it's...
Well, the comments, people talk about your chunky flaps.
Do they? Well, I have...
Have you not heard that one?
I have outward flaps, chunky flaps.
Yeah, you got chunky flaps.
But I've got a tight hole. But
how have I not heard this chunky
well,
flap?
Well, so we did a Google before. We did a Google search
because I look at the comments on the YouTube to see if people are talking what they're saying
no,
about the podcast.
No, so what it is back some TikTok. I did some TikToks where I talked about my vagina and what it looks like, right? And then we did a Google search of trends related to me.
Yes.
And there was a bunch. People kept googling Kat Baker flaps.
Yeah, flaps. Yeah,
so, that was like a popular trend.
I guess, the thing that I noticed first is that people comment saying, "Is that a man?" Sometimes,
yeah.
Or
if
like,
I've got like if I'm wearing like shorts or something,
yeah, or just like pants,
tight pants, they'll be like, "Is."
But you've genuinely got what could be described as a larger vagina?
Chunky no, flap. It's really not.
I feel like,
I feel like
that conversation would have come up on this podcast loads with all your...
No, well,
exclusive.
I actually have...
Assistant reveals all.
Quite small flaps. They're small flaps, but they're outward.
Feel like I'm on a podcast, right? I've got to say.
They're a bit more...
so podcast.
Does that mean they're a bit more majora than menorah?
Yes.
Menorah?
Right?
Is that technically the
term? It's an outie.
That's a sacred object in my culture.
Is it?
The menorah. You know what a menorah is? A menorah is a Jewish...
Labia majora.
No, but that's menorah with an E.
Oh, is it spelled differently?
Menorah
with an I. I'm making a joke.
Yeah, no, I get it. I am as well.
But
we're both making a joke based on something real.
Okay, guys, I'm clarifying about my vagina for the people at home. So
just get it out. Simplify this.
So
make this clip
a thousand words.
It's an outie, right? But it's actually the flaps aren't actually that big. Like I've seen I've seen big flaps. I have a friend who had a flap snipped off, and I saw what they looked like before. Ooh. And mine are nothing compared.
You don't
to
need
hers.
It snipped.
I don't need them snipped.
Have you considered getting them snipped?
No.
What's you the pause point? Then for a little second.
No, I wouldn't. But it's funny how many OnlyFans girls I know have had their snipped.
Well, yeah. I feel like it's just, I know it's a bit more of a full-on procedure comparatively, but it seems like the same energy as getting your butthole bleached. Remember that was a whole discourse a while ago?
Feels more serious than that.
No, but I mean the same mindset, like you get it done purely so because people that are going to be staring at
for
your butthole
aesthetic.
Or people that are going to be staring at your vagina.
Yeah.
You don't have a foreskin.
Big reveal. This is going to be a clip.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't have a foreskin.
Yeah.
I don't. And I miss it. I honestly miss it.
Mm.
So if you're out there, boo, I miss you. Come home, please.
Do you have a foreskin, Anthony?
I do. But apparently, it's not as long as others.
Oh. Short skin. A three
quarter length jeans.
Yeah.
Nice. They're in fashion right now. So.
There you go, guys.
I do wish I had a foreskin though. Jealous.
What age were you when you got it removed?
Like fucking 8 days old.
Yeah, like a child, a baby. So you don't.
Yeah.
So,
and it's non-surgical.
And does the rabbi just bite it off?
No, he doesn't fucking bite it off. What's wrong with you? Although there is.
I've heard these weird stories now.
You know about this tradition?
I have heard something. Yeah.
Very very religious Jews, and it's more and more ostracized as a practice. It does say officially in the text, I believe, that the Moel, who is the rabbi that does it, is supposed to suck
that,
the wound.
Yeah.
They are supposed to do that. I don't believe there's anything pedophilic about it.
No,
intentionally, it's just, it's obviously disgusting and should be done.
Yeah.
But that's just, yeah. But I don't think that happened to me. I don't. How would you know? I mean, it would explain the sexual trauma.
Yeah.
You've heard about these men who get like who have to get circumcised later on in life for like.
I have a friend
that will. I'd be up for a week with nightmares thinking about the. Apparently, thinking about
what did
that.
Your friend say?
Sounds like agony.
Yeah. Well, my friend had a something potentially cancerous on their foreskin.
Oh shit!
So they had to get it removed. Aged, you know. Almost 30, I guess.
Wow. I've heard some men have a tight foreskin.
Yeah.
And for years, they just kind of put up with the discomfort, and then it gets too uncomfortable. And then obviously, sex and masturbation can be affected. Yeah. And
that sounds horrible.
It does.
Yeah. And what did he say it was like getting it off?
Well, he said it was the most incredibly painful thing. Like, couldn't sleep for the pain. Ooh. You know, up for barely sleeping for weeks.
Like, we've, like, again, being a kind of adult porn. Podcast, we've talked about banjo strings breaking. Well, not we, but like you've talked with guests about banjo strings breaking. And like, I'm sitting here behind camera wincing anytime it comes up.
Sure, man.
A guy messaged me on my OnlyFans the other day saying...
Oh, God.
He was... No, he had like a medical issue, his foreskin, it had to come off. And he's messaging me saying he was in loads and loads of pain because he just had it on. But then that kind of made me think, is he watching my stuff because he knows he won't get hard? Like, why is he watching my
maybe he has like a pain king
post op?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know. I guess he's it's like he's just got a sweet tooth, I guess.
Yeah.
So we are 48 minutes in. We managed to get 48 minutes.
Okay, what's something we want to rid of the world? So remember, this is something we're grateful for. No races.
Is this what happens at Christmas?
No races.
Just say like, what's something?
Palestine. Joking. Very much joking.
See, I don't even need to ask if you're joking. I just know. But are we cutting that bit? We're cutting this whole bit out.
You can use that. As long as you put that I'm joking.
Joking. He's joking. But we say something you don't want in the world anymore.
You want to start?
Cancer.
Oh my God. Your answers to this has been such trash. What was your one for what you're grateful for? Heating.
It's like something that you see at like a homeless shelter chatting a Saturday afternoon. Yeah.
It's like you've got like a really shit PR team trying to clean your image. I'm grateful for heating because some people don't have that. And I'm also want cancer to be.
I'd get rid of Luxembourg.
What's wrong with Luxembourg?
Fucking pointless place.
Yeah, I get that.
And Dubai.
I don't know if we can say we want to get rid of any country.
Yeah, I like how you get rid of a race. Don't get rid of a race, but get rid of any country. Yeah, that's.
I've got a few. Races
it's like in that. Can I start dropping Era 32 comments and shit?
What's that?
A United Ireland.
Air 32.
Era. Era is the Irish word for Ireland.
Oh.
And the slogan, if you will, is Era 32.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
I have no idea.
Oh, you know,
there's a tiny bit of my home island that is still occupied.
Seriously, I don't know shit about this. I feel very embarrassed. Talk about Irish history.
I don't even like saying it out loud. But Northern Ireland is technically British.
Sure, yeah,
it's in the UK.
Yeah,
therefore, my island of Ireland, part of it is still occupied. If you want to use.
Occupied. I mean, No.
I was kind of being hyperbolic saying it, but it's still. Yeah, no, I was being hyperbolic.
They have a
saying
devolved
that.
Government.
No, what I mean is, it's still it's in the UK, so it's not. So there's still a rhetoric in Ireland where people are like, "We want a united Ireland. We want." There's only
but
one
a lot
Ireland.
Of people don't.
There's only one Ireland. Well, yeah, a percentage around 50%, and it goes from either side, 51 or 49 of Northern Ireland. But everyone in the Republic of Ireland are generally for. Well, most are mostly for united Ireland.
Interesting.
But I was using the term occupied. I was being, you know, joking. I was actually there occupied. But the point is it's still the British police. It's still the British government. It's still the British army. It's still the whole thing. But it's not like it was, you know, 20 years ago. There was some shit going down.
So would you get rid of the British government from Ireland?
Well,
we're trying to make this way too intellectual.
We've never gotten this deep. No.
What? It's Christmas. You think about these things.
I want to get rid of bleeding from my asshole when I wipe after a shit. That's what I want to get rid of.
I want to.
You know what?
So I want to bring this back down.
You know
to
what'll fix that? get the moist toilet tissues.
Sometimes I spit on it.
Or a bum gun. A bum gun or a Japanese toilet.
Yeah.
Well, you could just shoot yourself in the arse.
No, do you not know what a bum gun is?
Shoot kill myself in the arse.
Do you not know what a bum gun is?
No.
Do you know in like Asian countries?
Yeah,
they have the gun.
Of course. A hose.
Instead of attached to the toilet.
Yeah, or it's attached to the plumbing.
But you don't have a water pistol.
No, you don't carry it around with you.
No, that would be good. People non-disconnected one, wireless.
People affectionately call them bum guns, I think. Sure. God, I hope that's not like.
Is that like a Sanskrit
word?
I
hope it's not racist because it's generally not white countries that have it.
I don't think.
No, I think. Or they have that like. But then there also something. But then, you know, when you go to some restaurants and they have the. Like a teapot.
Yeah, that's the same thing. I don't know how they're using that though.
I don't know how they're using it, and also I don't really want to share
I'm saying is, you need pressure.
Yeah.
So a pour will not cut it.
No, yeah. Well, a pour and a wipe, though, maybe.
Yeah, and you can do a wipe. Yeah, maybe, I think you can do a wipe and then pour. But this moist toilet tissue is great.
Yeah, sure.
Because I poop like 3 times a day. So yeah. If I just
Which is
use,
a lot.
Yeah, if I just use toilet
Monetize roll, that shit and pay her wages.
Yeah, true. But because I...
Are you not familiar with the world that can be monetized?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure, right,
sell
yeah.
Poop, yeah. But
why don't you do that? Why are you not pouring out every single cell in your body? Because we're not getting enough. You can do that.
People do. We've had people on that basically do it. Not quite that, but almost.
It's just alive. Yeah. I just find it too gross.
It is. It's alive.
I'm not life.
Oh, this reminds me. So I don't know if you... whilst we've got the attention of some of your fans.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the sketch where Kat dresses up as a toilet and wears a morph suit.
Oh my God, I did.
So I have that unwashed morph suit. If anybody wants to buy that off me, that has Kat's real cells on it. You know,
somebody
her
will.
Big chunky flaps will have touched the inside.
Somebody will buy that. Can George have all the profits for that?
Yeah, it was his morph suit.
Yeah.
I can't believe you actually sound like,
yeah.
Yeah. The joke was for me, to give me a fiver.
Yeah, I'm the tight one. Yeah.
Oh, you're
yeah.
Well, we know you're tight.
We know I've got tight holes.
Yeah.
And
chunky flaps.
Chunky flaps and tight holes.
Nostrils, tight nostrils.
Yeah, and tight nostrils, because they said I've got a thick septum, so.
No, they didn't. No, it was apparently in the operation, the nose doctor realized she has a thick bone, which therefore translates as tight nostrils. That's the tight nostrils bit I made up.
Well, no, it sounds.
But
it
makes
sense.
If it's thicker than in theory.
Do you struggle to breathe through your nose?
No.
But the joke is all of her holes are apparently really tight.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I see.
Because also the gynecologist, it just obviously gave me a small speculum, so I had a tight vagina and I have tight nostrils.
And a tight wallet.
Yeah, it's if you knew about this side of the Kat Baker universe, you'd know all these references.
And have a tight butthole, guys.
Oh,
for everyone at home, just want to know.
Are we sure about it? You shit 3 times a day.
Yeah, I shit, but I do shit 3 times a day because I'm a vegan.
Oh wow, that's not a good advert for veganism.
But if I'm using, well, no, because it's like, I'm not bloated or struggling or straining much, But if I just use dry toilet paper 3 times a day, it gets pretty sore. It
gets a bit bleedy.
So you have to use some moist tissues.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I do agree. I do want a proper Japanese toilet. Do you know the Japanese toilets?
If I buy buttons
and stuff, and apparently like you press the lady one and the man one, it's like an inch in the difference.
Oh really?
You can choose, like the ladies can choose to go for the front or the back. I guess if a man
is that trans inclusive though.
Well, I mean, it depends on what they've got down there. But regardless of if you're a man or woman, if you have testicles, your testicles are just getting blown with water, which is not ideal.
Yeah, that's not ideal.
Can
it really do a fully clean job? Does it dry you off as well?
Seemingly, some of them have a whole thing going on.
Yeah, it was like
I would feel uncomfortable not doing a single wipe. You know, standing up, having not wiped a penny, you know?
Yeah, you do a test wipe.
But the whole point the whole conversation about like the guns and the water guns, the hoses and the Japanese toilets and all that stuff. Yeah, it's great for your hygiene, but it's also inherently better for the environment because you're not using paper. So the whole point inevitably is to not use paper, seemingly.
But what about the fossil fuels that are being burnt for the energy?
I guess that's, and
it'd
maybe
be good if you could design a toilet that used your feces to create energy, turns shit into power. Cleans you.
There are some of those at festivals that they like use the The waste is getting used for energy or something.
I think festivals are generally like properly green these days. Some of them are, which is great.
Mm. Yeah, they have these like compost loose as well. That's what I'm on that note, guys.
57 minutes.
Is that it?
Wrapping it up?
We've been...
You don't want to do like 3 hours like Rogan, you know? Really
like, do you have it in you? Because I don't. And my memory cards don't either.
Have you got any fascist talking points you want to cover?
Fascist talking points. Mm-hmm. I've been pretty woke, I would say. I've been pretty woke this episode.
What, this?
this year?
I've been, yeah, pretty woke this year. Last year, I was really racist last year. But this year, not so much.
It's good to flip between them.
I'll take your mic a bit there. It's gone again. See, I did warn you.
Yeah, no, I don't know how that even happens.
I mean, just a lot of moving. It's fine.
Okay, well, yeah, no fascist talking points, really. Mm-hmm. I do feel like everything I've talked about has been, like, potentially sort of incriminating.
So why don't you summarize? Why don't you summarize the year of the Cat Baker universe?
So the Cat Baker. What have we achieved this year in the Cat Baker Studios world? Well, we've got millions of views on Instagram and TikTok. We've increased our views a lot.
The podcast has taken a big jump, I'll be honest.
As well, we've had some very interesting guests. Bonnie Blue, my God. We featured on Channel 4.
Oh, yeah.
60 Minutes Australia. So...
just on the back of Bonnie Blue, really.
Yeah. All Bonnie Blues weren't really. But, you know.
But how did we get Bonnie Blue? Through all the hard work in the first place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have just come on any bloody podcast, would she?
She's done a lot.
Next, she'd go on anything.
She's basically done them all except Joe Rogan and Have a Word.
and then we're just doing the views on the TikTokies.
I think we got some from good fun podcast guests.
Yeah,
like that got some decent views. We had some funny stuff, some interesting porn stuff, because we went niche. We had the fart girl on. We had like the very niche, the niche weird porn stuff. I just happen to think the fart and stuff I find it hilarious. Yeah.
And
it cracks me up.
And we
that was good. I saw that.
Doubled our Patreon subscribers
to 2. Wow.
Yeah. And yet wages have stayed single.
Well,
undoubled.
We're looking for some sweet sponsors.
Who knows? Apparently, we might have some sponsors coming in soon. So
let's not speak too soon. Maybe.
Who knows?
Well, we have the numbers, and the TikTok numbers are real.
Being sponsored by Israel.
Yeah. They probably would do that, honestly.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't be about that. I wouldn't be... If the only sponsorship I could get is Israel...
It was Netanyahu personally.
Yeah.
And the missiles that he uses.
Maybe that's what we'll have to do. Anyway, guys, this has been great. I hope you all enjoy your gifts.
Yes. Mine's gone. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. It was delicious.
I'll link George's Instagram down below, so if anyone wants to follow him.
Yay.
Come to one of his gigs or my gigs.
New Year's resolution. Cat Baker live podcast show.
Maybe who knows.
This is not official, this is just a maybe who knows. If you dream it, it might happen.
There you go, guys.
If you dream it, it might happen. That's how we want to. Yeah. That's what we've been talking about this whole time, really, in a way.
If the fans want it, comment.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.